Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where on the planet you are. Welcome aboard to LSEC Radio. I am your host, Teresa Banks, and I am back. I know I've been away from internet radio for some time. Life has kept me busy, work has kept me busy, but it is time now to get back on the air. So it's good to be back today. I've been away for a number of weeks, so hopefully as you look out on the internet and my blog talk area, you will see a number of different shows crop up over the weeks to come. I hope this greeting finds all of you well. I know here in the Windy City, the weather has been pretty ugly, pretty rainy today, but that's okay. You know, the way we do it here in the Midwest, we are used to weird weather. And the weather popping up as it sees fit, whether it be snow, rain, sleet, hail, whatever. We just prepare ourselves and do the best we can. Well, today's subject matter is a tribute to Whitney Houston. And I know by now we have all been through quite a bit, quite a roller coaster ride since she passed away in February. And I know between today and the weeks to follow, I'll be playing catch-up on a number of different issues and stories that have touched our heart, that have certainly touched my heart, and that I think will be of interest to talk about and discuss here on the program. But today, it's all about Whitney Houston. And I tell you, I can remember where I was when I heard the news when she died in mid-February. I was actually at a pre-Valentine's Day party, and I was literally sitting at the table talking to a girlfriend, and we were all dialed up at this particular event. And the girlfriend said, "I just received a text message from one of my friends that said Whitney Houston just died." And, of course, everybody's first reaction is disbelief, especially given her age. It's not like she was 80, 90-something years old, and we've been hearing of a number of different things that have been ailing her. That was certainly not the case. And it's interesting because just a few days ago, Bobby Brown was on the Today Show, and he was talking about that's how he found out that someone had received a text, and they told him about it, that Whitney had died. And I tell you, right away, my heart sunk. I mean, I thought about, again, her age, that she was so young. And then I thought about her talent. What a gift her voice was. I mean, I thought about all the different songs she'd sung and movies she'd played in and lives she had touched. And more closer to her own life, I thought about her daughter. I wondered what her daughter was going through when she had heard this information. Of course, we initially were told that the daughter could just barely manage up until the morning of, and that she was literally taken away by ambulance from the hotel where her mom had died. And I thought about her. Boy, what must Bobby Christina be going through as a child and hearing of her mom's passing, such a huge celebrity figure. And then I heard about her mom, and her mom saying many times over the course of a number of years and then recently after Whitney died that she knew in her own heart that Whitney would be here just a short time and that she would be taken away from her and from the world early. And I thought about her mother losing a child before her own life, that there are so many parents these days that are losing their children before they die, and how out of order that must truly seem to them. I mean, we always, of course, feel that the children are supposed to outlive the parents and that the parents are not to bury their children. It feels out of order. And then I thought about Bobby Brown, too, and what he must be going through, and that I'm sure people are going to blame him, even though he said on a number of different specials, and I've heard other people, other celebrities say the same thing, that Bobby didn't introduce Whitney to the drugs and to that type of lifestyle, that she came to the party, if you will, with that already. And, of course, the bottom line is it's all speculation. None of us that were not a part of her inner circle will never know the truth, regardless, unless we knew Whitney directly. And I think the good news of what I've heard over the past few weeks, past couple of months, are the celebrities that came out and mentioned how important she was to them, how she helped them get ahead, the type of sense of humor that she had, that she was always joking around, and that she had a way about her that was truly motivating and energetic. After hearing of this news at the party, again, I just constantly kept reflecting. I kept thinking about my own memories in regards to Whitney. Her music, her love songs. I mean, you would hear her songs and you would see her videos, and I swear, and I hate to say I swear here on a Sunday, but I swear to God, you would feel almost like you were as talented as Whitney playing her songs, because they were such catchy tunes and they had such meaningful words that sunk down in one's heart. And I certainly can't play her music here on Blog Talk Radio due to their copyright laws and due to just copyright laws in general, whether they'd spell them out or not. But just some of her songs that have come to mind that really I think had a great impression on me. The first one, one of the first ones I heard her sing and see on video was I Wanna Dance With Somebody. I mean, can't you picture in your head right now her just twirling around that stage as she was singing in that video, and she was in that cute dress and that curly hair and popping her fingers and popping her head and just so full of life. So into the song she was singing. And then, of course, those of us dating at the time, you know, we're just thinking about dancing with our little partner and how that person makes us feel when we're moving. And then another song that she sang, Saving All My Love. You know, I mean, when you think about those you love, whether it be a close relative or, again, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, I mean, just the words, just the title, right, that you are saving all your love. You're not sharing it with anybody. You're just hoarding it all for whomever. Saving all your love for whoever the for you person is, right? And then I remember seeing Whitney in the movie The Bodyguard with Kevin Costner. Baby, baby. Now, of course, when she first introduced herself in being an actress and in playing this role, I don't know if you were like me, but I was thinking, oh my God, here we go, another artist who's a singer who thinks they can act. But she didn't get into the movie just singing all the way through it. I mean, she had a couple of highlight songs kind of similar to like Elvis, give those singers a few words, or they'll recite their words through the movie and have some highlight songs. But she had some important things to say also through that movie and in being an actress. And she had a very, very prominent role, speaking role. So it wasn't just about the singing. I mean, she played that role to a T. And, of course, she's lived a life. She could easily play that type of singing role, professional celebrity who literally needs a bodyguard. And here is Kevin to save the day. And I could still see him. I can still see him, picture him from that movie on the edge of his seat. Remember the part in the movie where Whitney had on this beautiful, long, flowing white dress, and she's running towards the front of, you know, the movie, in the movie, on the TV. He's watching her on TV, running towards the screen. And just the look in his eyes, right? I mean, I think almost, when we looked at Whitney, those are almost like the looks reflective of what maybe some of us felt as well. And I remember seeing her in other movies, The Preacher's Wife and some other things she did. Of course, Terry McMillan's book turned into a movie and her playing that role. Honey, I mean, she just played all those different great roles as an actress. And it's just not another reason why we will miss Whitney Houston so much. One other song that she sang, too, I'm Your Baby Tonight. I mean, just the lyrics of the song are so cuddly, so warm, so inviting to whomever you're thinking of as you are having that song in your head. And I just think that Whitney's songs, all of them to me, were so touching and so heartfelt. And I remember when I was first starting to hear her, when she first came out and I was just dating. I wasn't married at that time. And my boyfriend, now husband, was saying, you know, she's just yelling, always yelling in her voice. And to me, it didn't sound like yelling. It was inspirational. It was unmistakably Whitney. It was crisp. Her voice was angelic. So piercing voice. Definitely captivating. And she was one who had a presence, an in-your-face type of presence. It was direct, and it seemed to be confident. Yet at the same time, as we know so publicly in regards to her life, it seemed to be troubled. I mean, we look, for example, at what we were told wound up being in her system, some of which were drugs. And I don't know about you, but I always ask myself, why? Why, celebrities, why? What's up with all the drinking and drugging and being pulled over by the police? I mean, I realize some of it is to keep your name in the spotlight. Some of it is to have a little controversy to keep our interest, especially if you don't have a hot song or a hot movie or whatever, something going on. I can understand that. But then a lot of it is not that. And a lot of it is impacting your life and rubbing off negatively to the public, some of which look at you as role models. And so in a consumer's eyes, we look at you, sometimes celebrities, definitely Whitney Houston, and we say, man, you had so much to give. And I know as I've looked over the past few months, and even when I first heard of her death, I thought, oh my gosh, I just know this is going to have something to do with the drugs, something to do with the challenging lifestyle she was leading, even though, of course, we were told all of that was ruled out as the official cause of death and that it had to do with the drowning. But of course, one can't help but think if you didn't have all that in your system, maybe you wouldn't have drowned, right? But I am certainly not trying to be judgmental. That's not my point in saying this piece. My point in saying this portion of the show is to say that as we watch all the celebrities and the fans and their reaction, as we looked at the funeral, even looking at Ray J, the brother of Brandy, stand up and touch the casket as Whitney's being carried out. As we watch all these replays of Whitney's life, and we hear of all these different things in regards to her. I heard that Oprah, for example, was one of the first to call her the voice and say, why didn't she treasure her gift from God? And that's my point, my only point in bringing up the issue in regards to the drugs and the partying and anything else that can, in the end, have that negative impact, whether it be the partying, whether it be the drugs, the gambling, whatever the issues. Why couldn't Whitney Houston, why can't we treasure the gift we're given from God? I'm going to take a short break, and when I come back, I'm going to talk about that further. Host Teresa Banks, and prior to taking that quick break, I was talking about here in this tribute to Whitney Houston, her voice. Why didn't she treasure her beautiful voice? The voice that gave us, oh, I want to dance with somebody, saving all my love, and I will always love you. I'm your baby tonight. I certainly was not one who was blessed to be a singing sensation. I gave you just now my 2-second rendition of 4 of the songs that I mentioned a few minutes ago in regards to Whitney. But Whitney Houston was blessed with the voice, as they called her. There was something about it, I think, that her mother saw, that she saw, her aunts and cousins and godmother and being Aretha Franklin, cousin and being Dionne Warwick, all of these people. There was something about hearing her that almost stopped you in your tracks, where you had to pause and hear, what is it that's penetrating my heart? And before I took a musical break, what I left you with was that if people believe that she had this treasure, this gift from God, the truth of the matter is we all have that treasure. Are we using it? Are we helping others? Are we guiding young people? What are we doing with our own gifts? I was thinking the other day, for example, while I was sitting at my full-time job at work, I was thinking about how much I love computers. I've been in the field of computer science since about 1979, when I took a programming language called Fortran. It stands for Formula Translation. Way back, years ago. Anyone listening to this that knows IT probably just fell out laughing. And after taking Fortran, I took COBOL, which, let me see if I can remember what it stands for. I believe it was Common Business All-Purpose Language, something like that. But I took all these different computer classes, but knowing in my heart that my gift, my true gift to the world, lies with teaching. And that the more that I teach, the more my heart jumps, because I know that's why I was put here. I know that's what I'm supposed to do. So when I go into the classrooms and I talk with the young people, whether it be through a junior achievement program, or whether it be through this is our career day today type program, or whether it be just talking as an author or trying to be a role model one way or another to our young people, when they hear my voice and I'm sharing my voice of what I have to offer, I'm teaching them. And I know that that's why I'm here. The same is with adults. When I'm talking to older individuals about how they can write their own book, how they can survive their own layoff, or more recently I did a workshop on how one can lose weight, I know that I'm sharing myself, my gift of teaching with others, and that that's why I'm here. That's my purpose. Do you know why you're here? Do you understand why you're here, what you have to offer? Are you treasuring that? And then are you using it to give back to the world? What is it you're supposed to do? Is it to take care of young people? Is it to help out older people? Is it to do something with animals? Is it to help with some kind of revolution? Why are you here? Are you treasuring it every day, every hour, every minute? Because as we see with Whitney Houston, her gift in singing, we see her outcome, but at the same time, there was a legacy that was left. And for all of us, we have the same burden. That before we leave the planet, there's something we're supposed to say. There's something we're supposed to do. There is a life we are supposed to touch. Are you saying, are you doing, are you touching the life or the lives you are here to help? Let's all get about the business of helping others. As I try to wrap up my show today, my tribute to Whitney, I want to pause for just 2 seconds to whisper a prayer in honor of her mother, in honor of her daughter, in honor of Bobby Brown, who loved her, in honor of all the fans that miss her. I pray that Whitney is now in heaven, and that she is cherishing all that is before her. I want to remind all of you that are listening as I close to become a friend of the show. Go to blogtalkradio.com/ELLACEC, E-L-L-A-C-E-C, and be a follower, be a friend of this program. I also want you to drop me an email at any time you want to correspond. My email address is mailtobanks@aol.com. It's spelled M-A-I-L, the number 2. B as in boy, A-N-K-S, at AOL.com. I also want to remind you of my books that are currently available for order, Woman of Integrity, Becoming a Published Author, Barrenhood, and Surviving a Layoff. You can pick up all 4 copies still out there on Amazon.com, and I'm happy to report I am still working on 2 brand new titles that are coming to you soon. And I've heard many people ask me, how will they be released? Will they be printed copies? Will they be on ebook? Stay tuned. I'm going to tell you about that real soon. I want to share also with you that Toastmasters International is always looking for good members. Swing over to Toastmasters.org to learn more about the organization and swing by the South Suburban Toastmasters Club and pay a visit. The club meets the first and third Thursdays of every month at the South Holland Community Center in South Holland, Illinois. Drop me an email at mailtobanks@aol.com if you have any questions about Toastmasters or visiting the South Holland Toastmasters Club. And then finally, I want to tell you that I have classes that are coming up at South Suburban College that you don't want to miss on becoming a published author and surviving a layoff. Drop me an email in regards to both of those classes coming up in June and July, and I will certainly get you more details. Both will be held at South Suburban College in South Holland, Illinois, and I cannot wait to get back to teach. I hope this message finds all of you doing well. I hope you enjoyed today's program, and I hope you enjoy the programs that are to come. And as I completely close here and wrap up today's show, I want to do so by saying that just as Whitney Houston had a gift, we all do. Treasure your gift and use it daily to help others. May God bless you and keep you and yours. Until we meet or speak again, take care all. That's a wrap.